mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends, already into hour number two on this December 9th, 2004, worldwide transmission against the globalists. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The elite are setting up their enslavement grid so they can have their way with the population. We're fighting against it. We're taking your calls and covering news. We've got a lot of election fraud news and updates coming up in the third hour. This hour, wide open phones and some new Iraq information. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. They passed sections of Patriot Act 2, the National ID Card legislation, and much more yesterday. The House passed it 2 days ago, the Senate yesterday. The media that wouldn't talk about the National ID Card and Patriot Act provisions suddenly started spouting off and laughing about it last night. They think they're coming in for the big win, and that's the beginning of the end for the globalists. Go ahead and keep pushing for every action, equal or greater reaction. Let's go ahead and talk to Joan in Florida. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's been a while.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear you. Okay, this morning, I think it was, I heard that Bush is not just going to sign the reorganization bill right away because he wants to plan a celebration. And isn't that just like them?
I told you. I just said they're celebrating.
Oh yeah, but what I'm saying is he's not.
Somebody's got to tape that. Where did you see that?
Oh, no, it came over the radio. But, I mean, watch for it, because when...
But I thought the terrorists were about to attack us any minute, so we had to let all the illegal aliens in. That's what this did.
Oh,
here's
yeah.
a driver's license. It actually makes it easier for terrorists. We've got to celebrate. Well, if they're about to attack any minute, why not? We better sign it right now.
And the other thing, Alex, well, anyhow, just watch when they announce that he's going to have the signing and he's not going to sign it right away. Of course, what was the rush then? But
We've got to have a celebration.
Well, we've got to have a celebration. Now, the other thing is...
See, I told you they were celebrating on
right,
TV.
The 67, or 76, which was it? 76, no, 67 Republicans. Ginny Brown Waite from Florida was on this morning, and then LaHood from Illinois, and he said, well, the priority is when we come back, we're going to work on the immigration. The only thing is there has been rumor that it'll be tied to an extension of financial support or an extension on funding for our troops. And Ginny Brown Waite said that if they work on this bill, you know, for the immigration, you know, that if they put anything in there to do with amnesty, it won't be a fit bill. So I'm already starting to call and say, look, make the immigration bill stand alone. Don't tie it to another bill.
And again, for those that just joined us, this bill they passed yesterday that Lord Bush is going to be signing makes it easier for illegals and terrorists and issues them licenses off any fake ID, any matricula card they give them. And you watch, that immigration thing isn't going to pass.
No.
And there will be a celebration over that, I'm sure. So,
right.
So what were you watching when you heard Lord Bush is going to have a... I mean, imagine if the Soviets were in America.
That was on WFLA radio, so it's probably on the AP line. You know, they pull a lot of stuff in the morning off the AP.
And yeah, I'd imagine. But all you do
is get a little blip.
But the point I was going to make is, imagine if the Soviets ran America and they were going to issue a national ID card, imagine they'd have a celebration over hurting America, stabbing America, and slaughtering America.
Well, they have to look back to when Hitler came into power, all the pomp and circumstance.
But he gives the illegals waivers. I mean, how do people... We had the congressman on last hour, folks. This is a sick joke. This is a sick, sick, sick... It has nothing to do with, well, aren't you for the intelligence agencies being able to communicate? They've always been able to communicate. This bill had nothing to do with that.
Oh, Alex, let me get one thing in here real quick. They said that the FBI had no way of transferring pictures. Give me a break. We watch old movies, and they were able to.
Yeah, I hear you.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Wide open phones right now. Of course, we're talking about the aftermath of a national ID card piece of legislation inside the Intelligence Reform Bill, and of course sections of Patriot Act 2 passing by the Senate yesterday. And Joan from Florida, I don't doubt her, but did you see this? Bush is saying he's going to hold off signing it for a while to plan a party, a celebration. I thought Homeland Security was the new layer of bureaucracy. Well, now there'll be another layer, and then they do try stuff like, well, the FBI can't even call people. The FBI doesn't even have computers. They have two cups with a string between them. That's how they communicate. You know, they do that at the local level. Give us more taxes, or we can't fill the potholes or put radios in the ambulances. You know, after they spend money on everything else and put money in trust funds and put money into the stock market and have all these double sets of books. No, there's no money. We've got to put a satellite tracker box in your car, even though we're raising more money than ever off fuel usage. You know, it's all a fraud. But the media wouldn't tell you what was in those bills. We reported on it. We fought it. Now, after they pass it, though, Fox News, well, Patriot Act 2, National ID cards, it's good for him. You need it. Sick. And I was using the term all the first hour, celebration, celebration. They were celebrating on TV last night. I mean, the actual pundits, you know, this is good. We got the slaves where we want them now, these idiots. And then she calls in and goes, oh, they said they're going to have a celebration. Maybe they can have a celebration where they have a big replica of the Constitution. They can burn it, and as it burns, they can, like, roast hot dogs and marshmallows over it and laugh. And, you know, it's just, it's a lot of fun, folks. It's a lot of fun killing America. It's a celebration. And, of course, having waivers to protect the illegal aliens and make it where they don't have to be under the same rules as citizens. That was even in the bill. Oh, I have to protect them. That's a real terror threat. Let's leave that wide open. Hopefully there'll be some real terrorists instead of us having to always do it ourselves, the globalists said. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeffrey in Louisiana, then Isaac, Steve, Charles, and others. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Hi, I have a late-breaking story from New Orleans. A school mother by the name of Adrienne Nobles was forced to surrender her daughter to school custody today in order to get her daughter back in school. Here's the story behind the story. 9-year-old daughter of Adrienne Nobles, who was a barkeeper in the French Quarter, made imitation Jell-O in small shot glasses and was giving them out to her friends. But because the appearance of the glasses appeared as if they were the same as Jell-O containing alcoholic beverages.
No, I saw the article. They said because it resembled alcohol.
Right. So she was expelled from school Wednesday.
It's
today.
A thought crime. No. It's a thought crime.
Right.
I guess if you act like you're smoking a cigar with a pencil stub, stuff we all did as kids, go ahead and they arrest you for one aspirin, one cigarette. Now it's the image of aspirin, the image of cigarettes. Write the word gun in your essay. My father's in the Marines. He has an M16 firearm. You're arrested. It's all thought crime. Go ahead. I actually have that article.
Today, she surrendered her daughter, and the daughter will submit to drug testing, they will submit to counseling, and the government will dictate how they think. Now, on top of that, I don't know if you were emphasizing the sale of IBM's computers to Pinobo of Red China, but this is part of the throwing out of our American industry and putting our industry under communist control, which came out Tuesday afternoon and was broadcast over the BBC shortwave all over the place.
Well, also, the new rival to Google that Bill Clinton helped launch is run by the Chinese government.
That's right.
And almost everything's being shipped over there. This is part of the plan. They got to suck us dry, use us as the military force to build the New World Order, to take over the sovereign countries. Then we'll take the blame for it, and Europe will come riding in as the good cop.
Yeah, that's what they're supposedly going to happen, but I'm afraid that Europe is now experiencing high unemployment, even though the euro is stronger than the dollar. Even European unemployment is getting to the point that some of the European car makers are closing their plants in Germany.
Yeah, it's about 18%.
Right, and the point is that this whole business is really a fulfillment of Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand and the conditions that brought about that are bringing about the destruction of our civilization.
Hey, but what's wrong with a child or a 12-year-old honor student? They say write an essay about your parents, which they actually use for spying information. They have them write them on computer terminals now. And the child goes, my father's a captain in the Marines. He carries an M16 and a digital relay system for satellite coordinates. My father's a... And they actually, the teacher reads it. She gets very quiet. She leaves the room. They call the police because he could be a terrorist. This was in the news. They escort him out, and he has to sign over his rights, go on probation. And, of course, there was never a trial. They just say, sign here, and then you sign your rights over. Thought crime, or the valedictorian, last day of school, is going to put on a party and has some plastic... a little case of plastic spoons and knife and forks, and it's going to put on a little cake and things at the end, and the security guard sees it in her front seat, and they call her out of class, put her in handcuffs, call in the officer. This is, folks, this is in the news.
Yeah,
okay? This is the new America. Any way to get you in the system, and now I did have the article yesterday. She had a little party, made some little cups in little paper cup, little Jell-Os. No alcohol, they admitted that. And they say, well, it resembles it. You're now a criminal. Sign over your rights. And the mother didn't know and thinks the new way in America is being like the Soviet Union, where the men with the guns say, sign here. You sign that you agree to be a criminal. And then this is the new system. I'm sure they'll have her on multiple drugs within the end of the month.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did. And of course, all this going on.
Well, it's like this, you know, this deranged woman who cut her baby's arms off up there. Part of some weird Christian group. Again, folks, I'm a Christian, but this guy was saying he's a prophet and all this stuff. And you know, obviously some weirdos up in Dallas. But the woman was fine until she walked outside without her baby, and the neighbor didn't like her and called them. CPS grabbed her, made her go on a bunch of Prozac. Then she flipped out, which they always do, folks. and cut her baby's arms off, and instead it's, oh, boy, they should have done something. I guarantee you it's those drugs. The woman who drowned her kids was on the drugs. They're always on the drugs.
That's correct, and that's one of the hypocrisy of the drug war, where they put you in jail for trying to cure cancer with marijuana or Laetril while allowing this kind of shenanigans that you just described to go on. Well, I'll let you go, Alex, but I wanted to let you know that the story just broke here in New Orleans that that girl is now a prisoner of the government, and they're going to have to go under all kinds of testing and everything else.
I've seen it where, again, plastic knife with your tablecloth and cake. Again, cop walks by, sees a cake, sees plastic knives. You know the little packages you buy with the forks and knives and spoons?
I know. You don't have to tell me. And, of course, all this stuff dealing with the IBM sale to Red China, showing that the communist conspiracy is a communist conspiracy, just shows you exactly what's going on. Well, thank you, Alex. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you. I mean, I think it's freedom, folks. I think it's freedom. On CBS News last year, they showed children lining up who'd been late to class three times. If you're late to class, they count that as one absence and then criminally charge you with truancy. But the state law says one unexcused isn't. In fact, it takes over 10 in a semester. But it doesn't matter. It's all color of law. And they even have a portable building at the school, and they call the little middle schoolers out, and then the judge screams at them. It's all on tape and tells the parents, sign here. And the father goes, yes, ma'am, I want to help. And they sign the way the rights, and she goes, now I'm ordering drug testing right after they sign it. This is on the news. Now I'm ordering drug testing, and you're under our control now. Do you understand? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good. And then the kid messes up again, and now you're going to be going to the prison college. Now you're going to be in juvenile hall, where you're going to get beat up by older youth and going to learn how to use drugs and learn how to be part of the system. All elaborately designed, a massive crime being committed. In Austin, Texas, if you're ever arrested, they walk up to the jail cell and go, just sign here and we'll let you out. Most people don't read it. It says, I am a drug addict. I am involved in family violence. I am a drunk driver. I am a wife beater. You know, it has like nine. It's a big form with nine different things on the back, and you agree to a fair adjudication, but you sign yourself over. Personal recognizance bond, and we even got a news piece done on this locally, and they said on the news piece, we've aired it here, CBS News again. They just said you thought in America that you were innocent until proven guilty. Well, not in Travis County. You are guilty until released, and then you don't go to trial, you just sign over your rights and go pay thousands of dollars for classes. And when I first learned of this, I didn't believe it. I walked right up to the jail window, and I said, is there a form you ask people to sign? She said, sure, want one, and just gave it to me. And I walked off and did it, put it on TV. See, in the Soviet Union, they hid this stuff underground. They would take you underground and torture you and make you sign documents, but they never admitted it. You know, they knew this is evil. You know, the Soviets knew it was evil, so they hid it. In America, we're so dumbed down, it's all out in the open. And they found that criminals have found if you just act normal while you're committing the crime, you know, nonchalantly, then the general public has no mooring or no understanding of rights or liberty or society, no common sense. They just go along with it. I mean, the jail guard came and said, sign the document. So they walk up and say, we'll let you out. Just bond out. We're doing you a favor. Sign this. Oh, thank you, officer. You bet. I'm willing to help you out a little bit there. Just go ahead and sign your rights over to me. Ooh, we're building lots of new prisons for you stupid people. Oh, it's so good. So, it's been a learning experience for me. And all the people that laughed at me about satellite trackers and transponders, they say they're going in the next 2 years in Austin. You'll have to have your transponder. And it's going in all over the state. It was in Time Magazine last week. Big spread about Texas. How they admit it's part of NAFTA. Oh, really? It's part of a regional government with Mexico. Oh. Does it matter if 98% of you are against it in Houston, 93% in Austin? We've got the special voting machines in place. And again, we have nice men in dark uniforms with weapons. We'll make sure you go along with us. Okay, we'll be back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to four separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
You know, I'm glad to talk to your host Jack Blood called into the show because I saw the article this morning, and I guess I just have a mental block for this type of stuff. But the former group Pantera, under a new name, very satanic death metal group, had some psychopath try to shoot him, and thank God a cop was there who was armed and took the guy out before he started shooting the crowd. And in every other case, they're on Prozac or another drug, and they usually were under government, psychiatric, and were usually Gulf War vets, which, i.e. mind control, literally, whether it's Larry Ashbrook, that turned out to be mind control. That was even in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Shot up the Baptist church, killed all those kids at a youth meeting. Turned out he was buddies with Buford Furrow, the Nazi, who turned out lived at a U.S. Air Force base and had been protected and went and shot up the Jewish Center. I mean, in every case, Kip Kinkle, all these guys, Harris and Kleibold, always government connections, and that's a whole other show. But, yeah, goes into this death metal group and starts blasting. It'll either turn out he's some Christian crazy who didn't like him or some schizophrenic who didn't like him. But I bet you money, and again, so-called Christian folks, not a real Christian, I bet you money it's a government op. But, Jack, you got more details on this for us.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for having me on. Well, last night in Columbus, Ohio, the nightclub is called Alla Rosa Villa on Sinclair Road. Around 10 o'clock, right as this, the new band from Pantera is called Damage Plan, by the way. And they're playing in this club. It's just that they started the first song, a lunatic with a gun got on stage. And amazingly enough, a lot of the crowd thought it was part of the act. So they just kind of stood there and didn't do anything. The gunman shot dead the guitar player from Pantera, who is now in this band Damage Plan. His name is Dimebag Darrell. Killed him dead when a bouncer tried to stop the shooting. He shot and killed the bouncer, also killed another. There were three killed and four injured. A police officer just happened to be patrolling outside, came in the back door, and shot this guy as he was apparently about to start duck hunting in the crowd. And as you say, I mean, he probably will turn out to be a Christian. For some reason, you know, I mean, you're great at doing this. I didn't even think about this. I just thought, first thing I thought about is the play on words here, metal detectors, and every club you go into from now on.
Well, the FBI has called for
clubs.
The FBI has called for every shopping mall, every business to have metal detectors under Homeland Security. See, everything's going to be like the TSA with the airports. It's going to be everywhere, and we've been predicting this. But, no, I mean, I will guess that he's going to be either a deranged Satanist, they'll say, or he's going to be an evil Christian. That'll be the – but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, well, and we know how this works, and even if this wasn't planned to be problem, reaction, solution, what it is going to be, they're going to take this and run with it, and there's going to be mothers crying, we need more gun control, we need to put the assault weapons ban back into place, and this is going to result in, of course, more tyranny on the people. And, you know, and I don't want to overplay it, I don't want to scare people, but I know I've watched them do this over and over again, and this will be the equivalent of something like a Columbine shooting in clubs.
Well, you're never going to stop the psychopaths out there, and it was a gun that stopped this guy.
And yeah, exactly right. And, you know, I don't know, you know, what the details are, because they're not releasing the police officer's name. They haven't released
a lot
of details.
Living for the devil.
I mean, this guy's very brave, Alex. He got on stage. This guy's shooting wildly, killing people. He tackled this guy and killed him before he could do any more damage. And minimally, he's a pretty brave guy.
Talking about the police officer?
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of good cops out there. And imagine if it had been Texas with concealed carry, boy, it would look like a shoot him up in a saloon. That guy would have been blown to bits even before he got that done.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really listen to bands like Pantera. I like don't like music like that heavy.
I have heard Pantera songs. That is very satanic.
Yeah, it's the heaviest of all.
Well, I want to say this. I was researching Aleister Crowley last night. You know, his two different children from two different wives both died. He clearly killed them. And just the hellish life he had. Living for the devil, folks, isn't a very good way to live.
Yeah, well, Aleister Crowley's main mantra was, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. It sounds very much like the cremation of care.
And everyone's a star. That's where Hollywood got the term, everybody's a star.
Well, I mean, this is what society's coming to. And we look at Bush. You know, I mean, we've gotten the Freedom Initiative passed. We've gotten this new Patriot Act 9/11 H.R. 10 just passed. And I saw, let me tell you, I saw Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard and Fox News last night saying he had some information he couldn't divulge, but if we knew what was going on in Syria, we would be shocked and amazed. They're loading up to go into Syria, Alex. I don't think it's more than a couple of months. It's very convenient that we have Kofi Annan on the ropes right now.
But there'll have to be another convenient terror attack.
Well, I don't know. We've got the UN on the ropes right now with this oil for food scandal. He really can't say much if we want to put up another resolution. He's got to abide by the globalists right now. And if they want to go in and take Syria, they will. But I saw reports last night from the border of Syria. They're claiming people are coming over there. There's a mass exodus to kill American troops and Iraqis in Iraq. And they've got to do something about it. They've got to do something right now. I predict Syria will go here just in the next couple of months.
Well, they're going to have a terror attack to do it, either overseas or here. Jack, anything else?
No, that's good. Keep up the good work. Carry on.
Take care, buddy. We'll be back with your call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Inside the New World Order now, ladies and gentlemen. And it's only going to get more and more tyrannical by degrees. We're about to go to your calls. In fact, let's just go ahead and do that now. Let's talk to Isaac. Isaac in Missouri. Isaac, go ahead.
All right. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
All right. I just had a quick comment. I just finished reading a book. Anybody in the teaching profession ought to read this book. It's written by a guy named Jesse Stewart. It's called The Thread That Runs So True. It's first published like 1939 or something. No, excuse me. Somewhere in there. This guy grew up in the hills of Kentucky, the backcountry hills. I mean, their roads were impassable 4 months out of the year. But he was a school teacher, and he made it a point of paying attention and looking and learning about what worked, what didn't, and what was good and what was not. And he got a fellowship and traveled to Europe in the neighborhood of 1940. And here's what he had to say, because there was a corrupt political takeover of the school system in his county. So here's what he had to say. I'm going to read you one paragraph. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
He says, "What I had seen in Europe disturbed me greatly. Little men had risen to high places. They had risen to positions of power and influence. They were controlling countries. They were torturing people they didn't like. Man was not safe in his own home. Constitutional law didn't mean anything. Could this happen in America? Could men usurp their fellow men to obtain high places of power? Could this happen in Kentucky? Could it happen in Greenwood County? Could it happen here? After I had seen Europe, I believed anything could happen anywhere to strangle the freedom of man, the right and dignity of man, unless enough freedom-loving people went to bat for the causes of right, fair play, and justice. I mean, this is a guy from the hills of Kentucky who, his parents had no education, and he saw this coming, a possibility of coming, in the 1940s. And I just want to make that comment that people have seen that this has been possible and that you do need to stand up. What he did to help the situation in his county was he started a newspaper because at that time it was the best way to reach people, and his life was in danger. He was almost killed at one point by a guy attacking him who was a hired thug. And yet, you know, he's willing to go through it to do what was best for
the people. Yeah, the criminals get into control in government, want to dominate and run our lives, and we've got to stand up and say no, or it just gets worse. Cowering to them only makes the tyranny worse. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And we're going to go to Debbie Morrow here, then we'll go to Charles and Steve and David and John and others. Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts. One area we can take control of our lives is by not drinking the water full of herbicides, pesticides, heavy metals, and all these other horrible chemicals and dead bacteria, and all filters are not equal. This purification system made in America is preeminent. And Debbie, good to have you on with us. People need to take advantage of this to give this as a gift or give this as a gift to their own family. People need to take action, Debbie.
Alex, yes, they do. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're so welcome. We do want to encourage people to do that, to give the holiday gifts as Berkey water filters, whether they're Sport Berkeys or Berkey Lights. Prudent Places, CD-ROMs, potassium iodate, because we do want to encourage people to give a gift of good health as opposed to just, you know, going out and buying just the regular stuff you buy at Wally World or somewhere. And so I did want to take the opportunity throughout this month to come on your show and tell people about the Christmas specials that we have.
Yeah, and one of those is five sports bottles that do over 600 refills apiece. These little, look like a sports bottle, but purifies the water. You can do 600-plus refills of tap water, cutting out all the garbage, 130 refills of lake or creek or pond or puddle water for emergency situations, a great stocking stuffer, and take it to work, take it to restaurants. I mean, stop drinking the water, folks. It's full of so much garbage. This is where we get so much of the heavy metal loads in our bodies. You can also get, 12 of them how much?
12 for $199.
And by the way, similar filters are $35 at the sporting goods stores, and the elements are much smaller. The Berkey one has a huge element in it, but about 2-3 inches thick instead of a half inch thick. It really purifies the water when you drink it, folks. You need to take advantage of that special and give it to everybody in your family. You can also, instead of getting, you know, 5 or 12, you can get 2 potassium iodates and, you know, 3 sports bottles. You can mix and match that. You've also got the Prudent Places CD with 500 full-color maps and demographics and things for the whole country, an incredible thing for survival. You also have the Sheltering in Place DVD or VHS by U.S. Government Specialist in how to turn your home into a chemical or biological or radiological safe house, not just ridge, go and get some duct tape. You've got $199 for the Black Berkey system that does tens of thousands of gallons and cuts everything out without the lights. If you want it with the lights that burn for 14 years continuously, it's $259. That comes with how many free gifts?
The Berkey light with the lights comes with 2 free gifts, and without the lights comes with 1 free gift. And if they buy multiple Berkey lights for holiday gifts, then we up the number of free items.
And, folks, a cheap Indian knockoff from India is $250, $200 if you're lucky, at a sporting goods store or at a camping supply store. These are made in America, many times stronger, for the same price. Please take advantage of these gravity-fed filters. Give Debbie a call, and if you already have this system, give a system as a gift. Debbie, I've ordered quite a few of these over the years from you to give as gifts.
Yes, you have, and so have many of our customers. You know, we have Terry out there and Charles and different people who call in, and they are doing that, giving them as holiday gifts. And
Debbie, what if I want the British Berkey made in England with the stainless steel body? What if I want that?
We do have those available. They're $279, and they come with the older four-filter ceramic, and you do get two Berkey sport bottles with it. And they are a very good system, too. We certainly don't want anybody to think that they're not a great system also. It's just that the new Black Berkey purification elements that work with the new Berkey Light are even more powerful. But
now you've had major universities. You've got all that material.
Right.
A big university down in Louisiana said it has set a new standard with an electron microscope. It is undetectable. That means to below detectable levels, they can find nothing. They put water through it that's full of bacteria at yard growth level. Literally, green water is poured into it. Literally, swamp water is poured into it. And then they take the water out, put it in another dish, try to grow stuff for a week, put an electron microscope over it, and there is nothing in it. The electron microscope can find nothing. Give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438. If the phone's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back, 888-803-4438. Or just go to berkeywater.com and tell them what free gift you want in the Alex Jones special. There are what free gifts you want there in the comment section, 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. And I do want to let everyone know that I will be working on Fridays until the holidays are over. So, because normally our recorder says that we're closed on Fridays, but I will be here to take orders. And also, we want to try and get the orders in as soon as possible, so we be sure to get them shipped and received before Christmas.
And you ship those by UPS?
Yep, normally.
Unless you got a P.O. box, right. Yeah, and that's the other thing.
Yeah, and we just appreciate all of your listeners, and all of this goes to help support your airtime, so please call.
That's right. Thanks, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Our global shortwave outreach that is upwards of, I don't know, $9,000 a month on two transmitters, 6 hours a day, going out internationally, and we do this as an outreach, and they are the big sponsor. And they just do a great job. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to the calls. I guess up next here is Steve in California. Steve, go ahead.
Hello from the California fatherland, Alex, home of your groping Fuhrer.
My groping Fuhrer out there. I want to be a dictator.
Yes, and I think since they already spelled California with a K in German, I heard Arnie is going to finally go ahead and just change the name of the state, too. He wants to get a law on the book so that they can spell California with three Ks. Who knows? But for now, I just wanted to ask you really quick about two great books. One of them is Bin Laden, The Man Who Declared War on America. I read that. Yousef Verdansky is the author?
Yes.
I heard just recently that on NPR, the book's been disappearing after FBI visits libraries.
Boy, they're sure scared of that. They're scared of the films. They're scared of all of it. Tell folks what's in the book that's upset them so much.
Well, you know, I could think that their argument is probably to say that it's a terrorist training manual or something crazy like that, when in fact it's really a historical account of terrorist activity up to about 1999. It was originally written in 1999 and later reprinted in 2001.
Well, I think it's good to burn books. That's freedom.
We can't have
books talking about Bin Laden being CIA. You can't have that.
And, you know, it reveals so much connectivity from these networks. It points exactly where you're pointing.
We can't have that.
I don't think it's a terrorist training manual by any means. Another book I wanted to ask really quick about was Dr. Judith Biller's book, simply titled Germs. I don't know if you ever read that.
I read reports about it.
Well, she was previously in cahoots with David Kaye prior to
Gulf
War II.
Yeah, and they're saying we got to have model states and forced inoculations, and it's going to happen, and yeah.
Well, you know, what I'm trying to say here is that she was previously in cahoots with David Kaye prior to the war in order to, promote the war. And then later, I've heard at least a few months ago that she was arrested.
Really? I think her name rings a bell. I remember reading articles about her fear-mongering in the New York Times, right?
Well, and David Kaye finally kind of went the more righteous path. He resigned and then started to reveal a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of that is true or...
But why did you hear she was arrested?
Well, I just think, she started to go the same way as David Kaye, and then it was not up to the approval of the current administration.
And that was that other UN inspector that had been blowing the whistle. He got arrested, too.
So, I have no idea. You know, perhaps he's going to magically commit suicide just like the British intelligence operative that died and left his wife and child, his daughter behind.
Dr. David Kelly that said, they're going to kill me in the woods.
Yeah.
Or maybe Diana saying, they're going to kill me in a fake auto accident. They told me they're going to kill me.
He hates himself so much that he needs to leave his daughter behind without a father. You know what I mean? That's just crazy.
And says they're going to kill me.
So either way, I'll try to look into Judith Miller. I thought maybe you would know something about that. Again, the Yusuf Brodansky book is very good if you can get your listeners to maybe check it out when they can. I can't believe Zawahiri keeps coming up. I'm not sure if it's the same guy, but in 95 there was an assassination plot in Addis Ababa, you know, in Ethiopia. They tried to kill Mubarak. And the assassination attempt failed, and Zawahiri was one of the key operatives in that. Now, I'm not sure if that's the exact same Zawahiri that we keep hearing about, but...
The guy that's been killed five times?
It could have been how he
just keeps popping up
in order to get the big gig, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Very interesting points, but I'm aware of some of what you said. I'm not aware of some of the other points. Let's talk to Charles in Arizona. Charles, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me on your show.
Sure.
Cool. I just wanted to say, I know you had Debbie from the Millennium Concepts, and I wanted to say that one of the Berkey sport bottles saved my life. I was backpacking in Utah, and I suffered multiple scorpion stings in a canyon, and the only water was just stagnant cattle ranching property water, and if I wouldn't have had that water bottle, I would have certainly, you know, gotten Giardia and never made it out of there. So I mean,
really? I mean, how did it save your life? I mean, what, were you stuck there?
I was stuck. I was backpacking... looking for Indian artifacts and things like that, and I was in this canyon, and I was stung three or four times in my leg.
How did you get stung? I mean,
I was sleeping in my sleep, and not even a sleeping bag, just a blanket, and it was wrong place, wrong time.
So you were sleeping in a shallow depression or cave?
Just a small overhang in the side of a canyon.
Oh yeah, a scorpion nest.
Oh, they love it. So yeah, and this is all cattle ranching property.
What type of scorpions?
I'm pretty sure they were the giant hairy scorpions.
Really?
The larger variety you have, not as dangerous as the bark scorpions, but I was extremely sick. I had run out of water, and I had that water bottle, and the only water there is it's all cattle ranching side. You know, it's full of Giardia, and it's just...
So what, you got so sick you had to stay there?
Yeah, I couldn't move. I mean, my leg was swollen. I was completely immobilized. Didn't have a radio. Nothing. It was probably not that smart, but, I mean, those things work. I mean, they're amazing.
Well, did you find any artifacts?
Yeah, well, I found a few, you know, cave dwellings and just some really interesting pottery and granaries and just, you know... Stuff.
Where were you?
I was in the Manti LaSalle National Forest. It's in the southeast corner of Utah near the Canyonlands National Park.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the Anasazis, and, you know, you go into these caves and you see...
You can find mummies in there.
I've never found mummies. I've found bones. I've found jaw fragments and things like that, but...
I know, but that's one of the areas they find the mummies, right?
It's pretty creepy. I mean, you get a pretty eerie feeling when you're hiking around back there.
Before I get emails, yes, Native Americans, a lot of them mummified chiefs and witch doctors... And yes, Utah, they find mummies all the time.
Mm. Well, it's amazing because the whole civilization just had a mass exodus. Nobody really knows where they went. And they left everything behind. So.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. Well, I wanted to call. Hey, I'm from Arizona, and I've always noticed on my driver's license, doesn't expire until 2067. I don't know if it's that situation in Texas, but I never have to show proof of my citizenship.
No, they expire every 4 years here in Texas. Some of them are staggered. And most other states are like that. But, if you're an illegal alien, you don't have to do anything under this Homeland Security bill. It's all written for just you.
I mean, is this national ID card ever going to, you know, require people down here to show proof of their citizenship? Or?
Yeah, I guess Arizona then was one of the few states that hadn't. All the other states to get federal money have been going along with the biometric identifier on it. And thanks for the call. I'm glad you raised these points because I was getting gas last night at a Diamond Shamrock. And I walked in, and the guy behind the counter likes the show. He's a fan, good guy. There's a woman up there, looks like she's about 35, buying a 12-pack of Bud Light. And he just gets her ID card and swipes it, and she leaves. And I go, why'd you swipe her card? And he goes, oh, it's a new rule. Doesn't matter how old you look. We've been told, you know, if you look like you're under a certain age. But he goes, we've been told it's soon going to be everybody. Doesn't matter. And I've seen them with old ladies buying beer or cigarettes. Literally, I've seen like 75-year-old woman be carded. But now they swipe the card, whether it's Walgreens or racetrack or, you know, gas stations, drugstores, whether it's just any of these. They swipe your cards, and these computer systems are going in. And he said, yeah, look at it. And he showed me the system. I already knew about it, but I never really even looked at it. I just knew they were doing it. And he said, when I swipe your card with that strip, it shows me if you got warrants out. It shows me if the card's good. And he said, we've basically been told in the future that if it shows you got a warrant, we go ahead and call the police on you. And so here's this 35-year-old woman. I mean, I probably even older. Didn't look like a, you know, I mean, no way you could have thought she was under 30. And they card her. And I've been in line and seen people buying nicotine patches. I saw like a 40-year-old man buying some a few months ago, and they swiped his card for that. Well, that's the public plan. It's for the sales tax. They're going to swipe that card with the strip on the back and the biometrics on the front everywhere you go to assess the sales tax, because it's going to be graduated, depending on how much money you make. And I told you, that's going to be the world. There's an APB out for you. You know, you can't buy or sell without it. We're only a few years away from that. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We got the owner of the Brad blog coming on in the next hour, who broke the news of the affidavit of this programmer who claims they wanted to pay him to create a fraudulent system to steal votes. But we've had engineers quit, Diebold and others, and say the system's a fraud. This guy's separate, though, and we'll be discussing it. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. Right now, let's go ahead and take some calls. go back to those. Let's talk to David in California. David, go ahead.
Hey, greetings, Alex.
Yes.
You know, I heard you talking about the religious right and how they, you know, in some cases they're honest people, and in some cases they're suckers, and in some cases they're part of the problem, you know, false prophets, so to speak.
Well, it's a diverse crowd. I mean,
sure.
I mean, I was talking to one of my friends, you know, who's an anti-abortion activist, good friend of mine over the years, and I just said, what about all these appointees who are for a pro-abortion? He's just like, it's not true. And I'm like, they admit it. I mean, what do you mean? It's like they're in denial. But go ahead.
Well, it's funny. I was lucky enough once, 5 years ago about, to go to Egypt. And out in Egypt, you know, the predominantly Muslim country, although, you know, that I think that's the country that gets the single largest amount of foreign aid from America in Africa, in the whole continent of Africa. And, you know, it's a country, they've got submachine guns about every 50 feet down the street. You know, they've drafted everybody. I think they pay them like $11 a month to be drafted. And a pretty awful situation because of the poverty. Huge amount of foreign aid in terms of military, but
yeah,
people
30 million
nothing.
Or 25 million people in Cairo, yeah.
Yeah, and people actually get nothing. Well, so the country, you know, it's teeming with taxi cabs, and, you know, it's a vibrant, downtown Cairo is very vibrant, very polluted. But because it's a Muslim country, officially they don't believe in insurance. And it's really interesting, you know, a drive to the pyramids, when we first got into town, it's like a certain amount of miles out of town, we drove down, you know, a busy main drag thoroughfare, two lanes each direction, and there was like maybe two stop signs for 5 miles. There were no stoplights virtually in the whole city. And in terms, they don't, because it's a Muslim country, Orthodox Muslims especially, don't believe in insurance. Everything is the will of God. Now, because of that, if you're trying to cross the street out there and you get hit by a car, you're in deep trouble. There's no such thing as an insurance policy, because everything's the will of God. They don't put stop signs for 5 miles out to the pyramid, and everybody is at the will of the traffic congestion to try to get across the street.
Okay,
and,
but get to your point.
Well, in terms of the religious theocracy as it meets corporate statism, you know, the corporate state loved this, you know, because they're able to charge high dollar for gasoline. The car industry makes plenty of dough, but nobody has to pay insurance. And these people are being polluted to death. I mean, there's no lead-free gasoline out there. It's pretty rough.
No, I've seen video of Kyle.
Oh, it's bad, man. I mean, everything is falling apart.
So how does that tie into?
Well, it's in terms of the religious con. You know, it's real easy. I think I talked to you once about Jubilee. I really believe that Jubilee is the solution for the 911, because, you know, we've got a horrible economy. We've got the world's religions, officially the Jews, the Muslims, and Christians all believe in the same God, and they all believe in Moses, and Moses says we should do a Jubilee.
But I don't really think it's the same God.
Oh, well, it clearly is. It's family Abraham and family of
David.
Well,
maybe there, but that's about where it ends.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, the Jews don't believe that the Messiah ever showed up. The Christians believe he showed up once in Jesus, and they're waiting for the second coming. The Muslims believe that Jesus was the first coming, but they believe that Muhammad was the second coming.
Yeah.
So
sir, I'm out of time. Gave you 5 minutes. Appreciate the call. Interesting. That's where we're at there. We'll come back with the third hour with our guest and more calls and a ton of other vital news items. PrisonPlanet.tv, my friends, is the website. Check it out.